I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
Wow.
Man. VOD? Yeah,
VOD. But we got to see a movie recently in theaters.
Wow. I know. It's an exceptional experience.
They are hard to come by, but you can see a movie. Some theaters are open.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Meanwhile, though, we are in the thrall of online or video on demand or streaming.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But since we use this regularly,
yeah,
we were thinking maybe our audience might like, you know, just kind of a thumbnail sketch.
Well, the assumption is that there are people out there dumber than we are about how some of this stuff works and which services is worth looking at. I have a good purview of all of these, most of them, but I won't know all the subscription rates.
So oh, no.
That's
no,
on everybody to,
yeah.
to sort of research.
Yeah. The term, video on demand, generally a blanket term for all of what we're talking about?
Let's say online viewing.
Okay.
Video on demand to me is like when you just go to like a hub and you rent or buy a movie that is currently in theaters. That's what that means to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or it would have been in theaters, but you're only... Netflix to me isn't video on demand.
It isn't.
That's what I would... I don't think. I think it's a streaming subscription service.
All right. And there are really probably three prominent subscriptions.
But let's not get bogged down in that. We're talking about going onto your television.
It's good for our audience to know that you have to subscribe to Netflix, you have to subscribe to Hulu, and you have to subscribe to Disney.
So what you're talking about, video on demand, you don't need any of that. You need a hub.
Blanket term.
Like a Roku or an Apple TV or some sort of...
I see this happen now and then when I read reviews and I want to know where I can get a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying video on demand, which means you better look it up yourself.
Yeah.
We're not telling you.
Exactly. You got
to
find it.
You can Google any film to ask for where you can get the rental.
Yes.
Okay? Because it doesn't always appear... on, say, a site like IMDb, doesn't always tell you where you can get that movie. But you always can get it if you Google, and then they'll very likely give you the places where you can rent it.
There's a useful little app called Just Watch.
Oh, that's
right. That has been a real help to me.
Oh, good.
And tracking down movies and determining which movies, if, like, you know, I want to see, like, I'm in the mood to see Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. Is that available to stream free anywhere? No, I got to rent it. Shows me where I can rent it. And then I can make that decision whether or not I want to plunk down the few bucks to do that.
Yeah. The big one is Netflix.
Yeah. Its advantage being these days that it produces a lot of its own original content.
Sure.
It also calls together television series from around the world. I find myself on Netflix these days scrolling aimlessly, though. The collection of classic movies is really kind of thin for me.
Well, for me, I'm interested because of its movie time. I'm interested in the newest original movies on Netflix. Rather than scroll through, which is what you're talking about, which I find I'm too impatient for,
mm-hmm.
I will go to the best current movies or the best original movies on Netflix and Google.
Yeah.
And somebody else will have done that work.
Got it.
You can find out all of August online.
Yeah. Bottom line is Netflix is the ace.
Sure it is.
Right?
And look
and that's the one.
It's really a bargain.
Hulu's at the bottom of the barrel, at the bottom of the of this list. If there's one that you got to get rid of, it's probably Hulu. The amount of selection isn't there. The interface is kind of clunky. It's not as intuitive as Netflix or Amazon Prime. Now, there are some great series on there. Pen 15 was one that I really fell in love with. Original productions, every once in a while, they do.
The second one that I use is Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think?
I love that. You know what? It seems like the pages don't update regularly.
Okay.
So you're constantly like going through, I've seen this. But the search feature, you can turn up some really obscure movies, especially if you're a Prime member and you get to see these movies for free with your Prime membership. If a movie isn't available to stream for free, you can rent it through that hub. So I like Amazon Prime a lot. I would say that if you had to boil it down to two of these, Netflix and Amazon Prime pretty much have you covered.
With the pandemic, Netflix and Prime have done for me what I needed to do.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.